There's a glaring number that jumps out of suicide statistics.
Nearly 50% of people who die by suicide had a primary care visit within 30 days of their death.
That's one reason the idea of integrating suicide prevention into all health and behavioral care systems could be a game changer in preventing suicide. The core concept of zero suicide contends suicide deaths are preventable, but sometimes suicidal individuals fall through the cracks of a fragmented and distracted healthcare system. So, New York State Suicide Prevention Director Dr. Jay Carruthers says the state, with the help of a $3.5 million federal grant, will create a situation in Onondaga County, New York, where all patients in all settings will be questioned about suicidal thoughts.
We want to stitch together all the different providers so that we're creating kind of a zero suicide safety net, and that's never been done. Zero suicide has only been implemented in singular health systems successfully, so this is an ambitious goal.
Onondaga County in central New York is urban, suburban, and rural, with a higher-than-average suicide rate for the state as well as a robust healthcare system.
And the goal is to see a 20% reduction in both suicide attempts and suicide deaths in the county.
The state has begun training behavioral health specialists in Onondaga County about assessing suicide risk, and the screening in all medical encounters will be simple, starting with two questions.
Have you thought about suicide? And have you made a suicide attempt?
Dr. Christopher Lucas, a psychiatrist and professor at Upstate Medical University, says any yes answers will lead to six more questions. And then the challenge is keeping track of who may be at risk.
It's first having a register of people that we're concerned about, and then having automatic reminders when people have failed to show up at an appointment or have cancelled an appointment. And we do that in a sort of manual way at the moment, but I think we're going to try and make it much more automated so that really it becomes foolproof.
Once it's implemented in the behavioral health arena, zero suicide will become standard operating procedure in emergency rooms, primary care offices, whether a patient's being treated for a sprained ankle or a sinus infection.
In terms of preventable deaths, this has much more immediate impact than many other things that are screened for. So I think providing it's brief, and sometimes it doesn't need to be done by the doctor itself themselves. It could be done by nurses, it could be done by EMTs, it could be done by community workers.
Then follow-up becomes key, especially when someone's reported an attempted suicide. That's where Dr. Sitha Ramanathan comes in. She's one of two specialists for a program called ASIP at the state-run Hutchings Psychiatric Center in Syracuse. The attempted suicide short intervention program begins with a brief therapy, then regular follow-up. It's got a great track record. First developed in Switzerland in 2013, it's reduced suicidal behavior by 80% and hospitalizations by 72%. Ramanathan likes the way it encourages patients to look at their suicide attempt.
The therapy starts with a question: tell me the story behind your suicide. So it's essentially a narrative, which is videotaped, and then the patient and the therapist sit and watch the tape. And then they go through the tape and those parts and figure out what happened and what can be changed.
Lucas says another key step is creating a plan to cope with suicidal thoughts and feelings that may come up again, a kind of suicide action plan.
What are they going to do when they start to feel stressed, when they start to feel suicidal? Who will they contact? Who will they contact if they can't find that person? What strategies will they use to make themselves feel better?
Carruthers believes this collaborative effort could be groundbreaking in the fight against a suicide rate that continues to inch up in this country.
There are pieces in place, and it's being done inconsistently. So it's all about doing this systematically and setting ambitious goals and holding ourselves to it.
I'm Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.